Okay, it is now time to go around the horn. We're going to talk some baseball. As the Pittsburgh Pirates have been the Cinderella story in Major League Baseball, it has been amazing to watch and witness what they've been able to accomplish this season. And even if you are a casual follower, I think everybody knows by now the 21-year playoff drought has finally ended, with the Pirates making the postseason and having a winning season. It's been a long wait, 2 decades, and we want to find out from an organizational standpoint what has transpired and how they've been able to make such tremendous strides. We're delighted to welcome into our program the Director of Baseball Operations with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tyrone Brooks. Hi, Tyrone. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, without question, it has been an incredible ride this season. A number of guys that we want to take time to highlight, but what has been the key for this turnaround? Because there has been so many game changers.
The one thing for sure, I mean, it's been a total team effort as far as looking at our whole operation, from the scouting, player development, making the right choices as far as free agents. That all has played a big role in the whole process to get to where we are today. And I mean, it's been obviously painstaking for this regime as far as trying to go through the whole process, but also the commitment from our owner has been great in allowing us to go through the process, realizing, hey, it's going to take a little bit of time, but we're trying to build something that we can fully sustain for years to come.
Tyrone, you're exactly right, because I think the front office, the management, you guys have done a very solid job throughout the past couple of years of adding the right pieces, acquiring the talent, the depth, and you've done it multiple ways, whether it's been through the drafts or free agency or through trades, and just, you know, making those savvy moves. And as a result, we have seen the depth that you guys have, and that's how you guys have been able to muscle through some injuries, correct?
Yeah, that's been a key. In 2011, 2012, we had some good stretches during the course of both those years, but we were very competitive and right in the playoff hunt both those years. But then we ran into, you know, some injuries, different things happened, and that's where, when you don't have enough depth at that time, and then you're going to run into some issues. This year, we felt we had a lot more depth going into this year compared to the last 2 years, and I think that's all played a very big role in helping us to get us to where we're at today.
Tyrone Brooks is joining us this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Tyrone is the Director of Baseball Operations with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, you were just mentioning in 2011, 2012, those seasons you guys fell short. You faltered, especially in the month of August. Why was this season different? And it seemed like you guys had that belief and were able to take that confidence and obviously going very deep into the season.
Well, I think first and foremost, it, you know, a lot of it starts also with Clint Hurdle and obviously Neil Huntington, our general manager. But and what Clint does as far as motivating the players and getting them in a position to succeed, but also realizing with these guys, letting them know, hey, you know, we haven't finished the job the last 2 years, but, hey, we're going to keep pushing forward and we're going to get to that point where we want to be and cross that finish line. And that's been so important as far as just having an attitude and understanding that it's a six-month season and not just can't play for 4 months. And the guys have really embraced all that and realized, you know, it's a very long season, wear and tear on your body during the course of everything, but you have to be mentally strong plus physically strong to get through everything to compete at the highest level. I think our guys have really gotten a real good grasp of that from the last 2 years, understanding that and realizing where they want to be and how they're trying to get there. And at this stage, we feel like we're obviously in a good position where we can be a very competitive club, we think, for years to come.
Well, the leadership has certainly been critical with your general manager, Neil Huntington. Now, obviously, him having the vision to build through your farm system, key acquisitions that took place in the offseason, and that obviously is a big reason why you guys have played so well in October. I mean, a key acquisition, you talk about catcher Russell Martin. I mean, he has truly played a significant role.
Yeah, you know, when we looked at everything, trying to map out what pieces we needed to add, obviously we had a lot of issues in 2012 behind the plate. In 2011, we had a good number of issues during that year as well. And when we looked at what way can we most improve our club, you know, we felt really having a very good catcher that could help, especially from a defensive standpoint, help our pitchers, make them better, you know, with how he frames pitches, throwing out runners, And then just the other intangibles he brings behind the plate, the help of staff. And then you add in the additional option with him as far as having some offensive ability to go with it. We felt that was really the best move that was going to help us as far as trying to get us in the position we wanted to be.
And, of course, another big-time addition is Francisco Liriano, left-handed pitcher. I mean, obviously that had to be a top priority, and he has really come in and helped change the culture of this organization.
Yeah, when we looked at the situation, when we were looking at the free agent market, I mean, there were some other guys that we did have during the course of that winter that we had on our wish list of guys we wanted to go after. But then you get to a certain point when you realize, hey, let's look at what options are out here, what's still available for us. You know, Francisco was still there at that time on the market, and obviously we looked at, hey, this stuff was still good. We felt there's some things we could help him with. And there still was a lot of upside to his ability, and we took a chance there. Obviously, we had some complications when he right around the time when we had just agreed to terms, he had an accident at his home, and that affected everything. But still, you know, Neil and his agent went through the process, stayed with it, and obviously we were able to land him. And obviously this year he's come in and had a tremendous year for us from as soon as the time he was active. And you know, obviously we saw the benefits of that last night.
Well, the good news, he's experiencing postseason success for the first time in his career, and timing truly is everything. He's helped lead you guys, this franchise, back to prominence, and only 29 years old. I mean, he was, 21 when he made his debut?
Yeah, you know, with obviously this guy, you know, being in Minnesota for quite a while during the course of his time, you know, he had some other guys that were around him during the course of that period, I think that's helped rub off on him. We've expected him, plus also A.J. Burnett. They provided leadership to a lot of our younger pitchers on our staff, just seeing how a person goes through the process of getting ready for a start, just how do they handle things as far as situations on the mound. And both Francisco and A.J. have done a great job in helping some of our young starters get them to the point where we feel like, hey, they've been able to grasp a lot and learn fully how to handle things in between starts, how to deal with different situations during the course of a game.
You're listening to the voice of Tyrone Brooks. He is the director of baseball operations with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And kind of give us some insight in terms of and your assessment of your bullpen, because it's truly one of the best in the game. You guys, in fact, may throw out a stat, 69-5 when leading after six innings. You really got to credit your bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, the one great thing we felt very good about this year is with our guys, we know when we get a chance to get a lead early, and we feel like we have a good chance to hold that lead with the guys that we have with Grilly and Melanson. We've had great years also from Tony Watson and Justin Wilson. I mean, it's just been amazing how those guys have all come about performing. Several of the guys have been younger coming through the system, Wilson and Watson. Melanson came over in a trade when we sent Joe Hanrahan to Boston. And then Melanson he's come in, and we saw he has had some success previously with Houston. Obviously, he had a bad year in 12 with the Red Sox, but we still felt there were a lot of the stuff we saw there was still there, and we just felt like a change of scenery was going to maybe help him, also getting him back into the National League and the National League Central. And this year, it's worked out very well. You know, Grilly, who we signed a couple years ago after he had been with Philadelphia, and he was in the minor leagues with them, and you know, we got a chance to grab him when it was a major league opportunity with us. We just felt like with him, with Grilly, you know, he has helped set up for Joel Hanrahan and did a whole lot there in that role. And you know, we entrusted him to close, and he responded very well for us this year. And then when he did go down with an injury, we did have a great situation where Melanson came in and picked us up, and having those two guys at the back of our bullpen have really helped us and been a big asset for us.
The Pittsburgh Pirates are back on track after 21 years. It's been an incredible season for the black and gold. And one of the guys you got to give credit, you touched on it lightly, is your manager, Clint Hurdle. He really has done, Tyrone, just a remarkable job. 94-win regular season. He is the Renaissance man. Give us some insight what he is like as a manager, because he looks very emotionally charged as the skipper.
Yeah. I mean, Clint is so personable. He's such a motivational figure for our players. I mean, he really is always trying to help those guys and put those guys in the right positions to succeed, whether you're coming off the bench making sure you still get, you know, that quality at-bats, opportunities to go out and prove yourself. You know, he's just, when you're on our 25-man roster at that time, hey, he makes sure he does use you, give you a chance to be fresh, and just the guys have just naturally responded to him. He's got such a great personality. He gets to know each and one of our guys during the course of the year, and obviously entrust our staff to help along the way.
Well, winning creates chemistry, but chemistry helps you win those close games. And as you're talking about with your manager, Clint Hurdle, I mean, he's such an inspirational guy. And the guys, they trust him. They have that belief in him, and it's really showing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody is so positive and sky high now with the way we're playing. You know, the playoffs are, obviously, it's like a whole separate season for you compared to the regular season. So we realize the importance of this. And, you know, Clint has clearly, you know, I think got these guys in the mindset and what they're trying to do right now. And everybody's just really upbeat and positive. We want to do whatever we can to have a chance to go as far as we can.
I have to say, Tyrone, you have had an amazing career in Major League Baseball. Of course, you started out with the Braves as an intern. You were there 11 years. You're a graduate, proud graduate of the University of Maryland. And what is it like to be in Pittsburgh? I mean, because it's such a sports town, it's evident to watch. I mean, the fans are so passionate, and they obviously were very, very critical in that 6-2 win, winner takes all in the National League wildcard game against the Reds on Wednesday night.
And the one thing for sure, you see the fans are so passionate. I think that passion has always been there. Obviously, very passionate about the other sports that we've also have, you know, in Pittsburgh with, you know, both the Steelers and the Penguins.
Oh yeah.
And but those fans, those core hardcore fans, have always been there. I think, you know, just I think now, as Clint said when he first came aboard, he wanted to make sure we fully got to the point where we were just committed to the city and making our players understand the importance of what they're trying to do and the people that are here in Pittsburgh. And I think the fans fully embraced, you know, Clint and what he was trying to do and the message he was trying to bring to. And I think the fans have come out now realizing, you know, they've been so starved for a winner here so many years. And I think now that they see this, it's really helped galvanize our city.
It certainly has. They have let out 20 years of frustration. Your fan base really is something. I think manager Clint Hurdle, he said it best. They just let it rip on Wednesday night, and it was very, very evident. So congratulations on all the success. Keep it going. And Tyrone, we look forward to catching up with you again in the future. Thank you, sir.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tyrone Brooks has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back with much more of the Big E Sports Show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.